Hello, and thank you for joining me on a very special episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and today we are marking the celebratory episode 100. I want to thank the tens of thousands of listeners throughout the years, and I'm devoting this episode to having a very quick recap where I will be covering 100 lessons from the 100 previous episodes. This is going to be rapid fire, so you better take your notebook out and let's get to it. Let's start with number one. Leadership is a muscle and you need to work on it. If it hurts at first, it means you're growing. Two, tech capital means software that creates an ongoing advantage. It's not a feature. It's not handling tech debt. It's business impact. Number three, management by walking around means that you need to be there where your people are working, either in the room or in the Zoom, in the Slack room. Number four, the only way to scale your organization without needless overhead is providing them with autonomy. Five, defrag your calendar so you make time for thinking. Six, handle zombie recurring meetings. They can be trimmed to be shorter, less frequent, or replaced with emails. 7. Meetings without an agenda are a waste of time. 8. Set your new managers to succeed. Give them training, tools, and a way to measure their own progress. 9. Working in blitz mode is great for 2 days a year. If it has become standard, you're going to have a bad time. 10. Fake agile, where you sit in retrospectives that don't handle real issues, or dailies that are just chit-chats, isn't agile. If people don't understand the intent behind the processes, they can't follow them. 11. If you're not thinking where your team should be a year from today, you're already falling behind. 12. Before raising the bar, let's see how we can use your best performers to teach others to do the same. That's leveling the bar first. 13. Product mastery is the concept of understanding your market, users, and product intimately. Without it, you cannot fully utilize your team's potential. 14. Don't go it alone. Set yourself a support framework. Find communities, go to meetings, get a coach. It can be very lonely at the top. 15. When considering your hiring funnel, assess the conversion rates of different stages. A stage that isn't helping eliminate people is useless. 16. Hiring people requires that you set very clear expectations. If they don't know what will be considered success in the roles, how can they know if they'd enjoy it? 17. You should be proactive with your time. Consider how your ideal week should look like and start shaping your calendar accordingly. Don't work the other way around. 18. Make Slack, not the app. If your team is always at 100% capacity, they'll never step outside their comfort zone. 19. Provide negative feedback. It's a must. Even if it makes you cringe, I recommend role-playing it with your managers. 20. In this decade, we're going to see low-code and no-code tools become a lot more viable. Start investigating now. 21. Feedback and insights are useless if they are not incorporated. Knowledge that isn't put to use is wasted. Create effective feedback loops. 22. Premature organization is establishing organizational structures before you genuinely need it. Stop it. 23. An organization that's going through hypergrowth requires its managers to grow even faster. If you're not investing in your own development and growth, you just might become a weight bogging the team down. 24. Whenever possible, stop the he said, she said bickering and focus on evidence. Teams that formulate decisions by writing down two paragraphs with data are three times better. 25. It's likely that every week something is done for the first time in your team. Each first time has two sides, setting up the first timer to succeed with support and making the most from the beginner's mind. Document lessons. 26. Speed of change is the acceleration of your team, not the velocity, but the speed with which you can implement changes to become better. Relentlessly pursue increasing it. 27. Whenever you allow people to bicker and whine without anything happening, you're inducing taught hopelessness, a known psychological phenomenon. It can be hard to reverse. Instead, treat these with agency and try to make them act. 28. The engineering team shouldn't be seen as a vendor that's given orders, but as a business partner that provides guidance about feasibility and ideas. 29. The role isn't to be the gatekeeper of the backlog. This is not a zero-sum game. 30. When you let your team grow too fast, you might get sucked into the need of feeding the beast. Features get implemented even though they don't have impact. 31. Once it was your role to debug code, now you should debug processes to make them better. Add debug prints by setting clear ways to measure progress and defining each person's role. 32. Making remote work is possible, as we've learned. A year ago, some companies would rather let go of talent than even consider it. What else are you refraining from, even though it's completely doable if you try? 33. Tough conversations are never fun, but they are often the highest leverage ones. If someone is underperforming, telling them is a win-win. 34. If your hackathons and intermissions never include failures, you're not really innovating. We need to learn to fail spectacularly and create a culture that allows it. 35. Do your best to prevent any sort of politics to manifest. Start by replacing knee-jerk decisions with policies. 36. Managing your manager is part of your job. Some CEOs don't know how to best utilize R&D. Speak up. 37. Each person in your team has the potential of becoming an engineering force multiplier. A 10x coder rarely codes 10x faster, but can help make decisions faster, mentor others, and create internal tools that accelerate work. Foster this. 38. If you think your team is perfect and doing great, you're likely not thinking big enough. No team is perfect. 39. Don't expect product to define everything down to the bit. 40. When we have bugs or a refactoring takes too long, we say that's the way it is. When product forget to define some edge case, we go insane. 41. When product gaps exist, they get filled. There's no vacuum. Are you teaching your people how to make these decisions? 42. If you need to trigger change across your company, get buy-in from the get-go. Here's a hint. No one should be surprised during the quarterly plan. All your allies should already be in on it. 43. Hero coders are detrimental to the stability of your organization. The hero you need is the one that sits on their hands and teaches others what to do. 44. Your team should understand the company's vision and strategy. You should bridge the gap between the board presentation to how it translates to the tactical work. 45. When your team researches a new tech, don't allow them to simply go with whatever is topping Hacker News. Follow a decision process for choosing tech, like assessing the criticality of its success or long-term viability. 46. You should be master of your daily triage. Rather than getting sucked into things or losing things, have a system. 47. It is perfectly fine to change your mind. It's actually a must as you grow. Just because a decision made sense a year ago doesn't mean it still does today. 48. Arbitrary deadlines are also a must for managers, even if it makes you cringe as a former engineer. 49. You have to be very clear with your team how rigid a deadline really is, or risk getting lots of buffers needlessly. 50. Knowing which fights to pick is half the battle, but don't allow yourself to get calloused and never fight for what you care about. 51. A floating leader is a leader that's lacking vision and that doesn't know how to instill purpose within the team. They don't tend to make for great executives. 52. Hire some people for potential and teach them. They can be better than most medium hires. 53. Drop 50% of the meetings in your calendar for a couple of weeks and see what happens if you don't attend them. What do you learn? 54. Perform a blitz of one-on-ones in a week with employees who aren't your direct reports. See what's going on. 55. Every ceremony and behavior that goes on in your team is a basis for your culture. What you allow to take place is seen as okay. You can't condone it and still think you are cultivating culture correctly. 56. Startups are often composed of generations. A new generation forms about every 18 to 30 months. The first generation likes risk and autonomy. The new ones like structure. 57. a generation gap occurs when you don't hire enough people for too long or too many people leave together. It can wreak havoc in the stability of your organization. 58. The lost generation happens when a cohort of people leave together as they tend to. For example, they just vested together. Plan ahead for natural churn. 58. Don't be a glorified manager. If you're an executive, demand to be treated like one and take part in the strategy. 60. With great responsibility should come great power. 61. When hiring, look for intrinsic motivation. It cannot be easily taught and can make all the difference in the world. 62. Interview for growth mindsets. It will make your life easier down the road. 63. Your team should be zoomed in on impact. If they are thinking at the level of Jira tasks and not the impact the feature is meant to achieve, they won't be able to make the right micro decisions. 64. The best executives I've seen are entirely oriented around results. They put ego aside and are open to trying things out as long as it helps get the work done. 65. Never tolerate someone saying, "I knew it was a bad idea." They should always speak up at the right time, and you should solicit such feedback regularly. 66. Similarly, if you shut up during board meetings, you're abdicating on your responsibilities. 67. Realize that part of your job is to act as a bridge between engineering and business. The executive team might not realize what your team is capable of, and you cannot talk to them with tech jargon. 68. When you decide to do something personally, ensure that you also have a personal definition of done for it. 69. You will rarely get situations that are like Goldilocks, just right. You have to create that reality by yourself. 70. Your word and your commitments must have a very high standard of credibility. Without it, you won't be able to kick off changes in your company. 71. Hackathons are a hack. You cannot expect having 2 days a year to be sufficient for making the most of your team's creativity. 72. As an executive, you shouldn't be quarantined from the rest of your organization. Talk to all your reports regularly and witness what's going on in discussions, even if you weren't invited to them. 73. Coaching is not a one-size-fits-all. Every single employee requires a different degree of coaching at different points in time. Make sure to adjust the coaching dial accordingly. 74. Being pessimistic was useful as you were a senior techie, but that's not the case for leadership roles. If you are always radiating pessimism, don't be surprised when it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. 75. Senior engineers should not be measured solely by their technical proficiency. Real seniority requires the ability to serve as a force multiplier. 76. Every organization gathers organizational debt from time to time. It needs to be addressed. 77. You can spot organizational debt with organizational smells, like an unbalanced org chart or teams that have higher churn than others. 78. Learning in the open is valuable for everyone involved. Your people should see that leadership doesn't always have all the answers and that it is natural. 79. R&D organizations sometimes underestimate the power they have on the organization. Realize that you can delay most initiatives by putting a big price on it, even unconsciously, and don't do it. 80. Innovation is great, but don't fall for the infatuation with ingenuity. Innovate where it matters. You're not likely to invent a new and radical org structure that solves all known problems. You are a lot more likely to make sizable improvements in your product. 81. If you find yourself thinking, "I wish they would have told me about this initiative earlier," you should be lubricating your serendipity. Start by injecting yourself into the right meetings in the first place. 82. We can easily get trapped within leadership bubbles, where people stop challenging our views and ideas. If you find that things are too easy, solicit feedback proactively. 83. Coders without borders is the concept of having your coders provide value that's not just directly for the product's customers. For example, consider the implementation of internal tools and processes that improve the efficacy of your marketing, sales, and customer success efforts. 84. If your managers are constantly overwhelmed, it probably means that they are trying to coddle their team too much. Teach them to delegate, even when it means some mistakes will happen. 85. Constraints can be incredibly effective for generating creativity. Intel pivoted the entire business in 2 weeks. Should you be setting more constraints in your initiatives? 86. Some things that work for you when your organization had a handful of people will not work as you 10x the team. Let it go. 87. You need to take the lead. Don't wait to be told what to do, but help make the plans. I don't care what you think your role definition is. 88. Are you walking the walk or merely talking the talk? Have you invested in your personal growth in the past 3 months? No one will push you forward as an executive. You have to take care of yourself. 89. When a mistake happens, I always ask in the postmortems, why didn't the dog bark? Don't just solve this issue by adding new alerts to find it faster. Understand why it wasn't brought to your attention before. Preventive measures can trump contingencies. 90. We're almost done. If your team constantly delivers 100% of everything on the roadmap, if quarter after quarter is a slam dunk, you're not pushing them hard enough. 91. As an executive, once you talk, you color the entire conversation. Learn to shut up. 92. Having your engineers have regular friction with your customers will fuel their innovation tanks with the right kind of ideas. Shadowing customer success for a couple of hours once a quarter can do wonders. 93. If you're busy putting out fires, you might get into the habit of letting little issues deteriorate until they become emergencies. Learn when to be proactive and counter-strike. 94. Rather than cultivate principal engineers, try to make your people product engineers. Let's have less people who care about using the latest and greatest. I'm fine with writing assembly code running on a mainframe if it will achieve our quarterly goals. 95. Life is too short for average. You didn't set out to go into this career to lead an average team, so don't. 96. Your team isn't a family. Stop saying it. 97. If you don't have a defined set of values and practices, you'll suffer from a management menagerie where each team is its own beast. Nail the basics down. 98. Experience can be accelerated if you provide your team with the right autonomy and coaching. 99. When people learn that their ideas are ignored, they will slowly speak less and less often. Learn to accept feedback correctly. And number 100. Knowledge that is not translated into experience is a sunk cost. Stop over-preparing and researching and start learning on the job. And that applies to this episode, 100 Ideas. Which one are you going to implement today? Thank you for joining me. I'm waiting to see you in the next 1,000 episodes to come. If you haven't yet, subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. It contains a bunch of similar ideas that I don't share anywhere else. The link is in the show notes. Thank you, and I'll see you again soon.